Hi, my name is Sean Egan. I'm a program manager on the IIS team. I've been at Microsoft for about 11 years now. Spent 4 years in Microsoft Research, and then the last seven working on Office, Office 365, and most recently IIS. So the common theme for about the last 7 years has been working in the online services space. And so it was a natural transition for me to come to the IIS team about a year ago to work on some of our features for IS8 and Windows Server 2012. Today I'm going to be talking to you about certificate management and deployment, and some of the enhancements we've made for performance around certificates and just the raw performance of your websites, and the ability to make it much easier to manage certificates. So when you're deploying new certificates or renewing them, we've made that experience much more easy and scalable for you. All right, so let's take a look at the two features I introduced, one being SNI, and the other is our performance improvements in SSL. So first thing I'm going to show is SNI. I'm looking at the IIS manager here in the user interface. And so let's just click into sites. And I'm actually going to create a new site and show you what that experience looks like. There's a change to support SNI in our UI. So just make a test site, give it a path. Actually, just go see inetpub. I'm actually just going to point this to the standard IIS warm-up page. So what we're going to actually see here when I change the binding type to HTTPS, that means it's an SSL site, you see there's a new option here in the UI called Require Server Name Indication. And so Server Name Indication is an extension to the TLS protocol that allows you to not require a single IP per site. So what you can do then is share one IP address but use it for many sites, because this extension called SNI enables you to have the hostname sent as part of the handshake rather than part of the payload. So that will let you have all of your shared sites that are SSL using a single IP rather than having one IPv4 address per site. So we'll go ahead and cancel out of that. And it's supported in all modern browsers so that you can be assured that it'll work well for you. The other thing I wanted to show was performance related to the certificate store. So as you can see here, I've got a bunch of sites here. There's actually about 10,000 sites. So let's see, 10,004 sites. So in the old days, if you had all of these as secure sites, you would see that starting one actually took a while because we would need to load all of the certificates. So I'm going to now switch over to PowerShell and just show you the speed at which we can now launch sites when you've got a large number of certificates installed. So I'm going to just run a little script here. That's what it's going to do is actually going to send one request to start up one of these sites and then just give me some time. So as you saw, that completed very quickly and used only 16 kilobytes of additional memory. If you ran this on previous versions of IIS, you'd see that it took a number of seconds to do, and it would use significantly more memory because all of the certificates would be loaded rather than just the one that was needed for the site. So it was a pretty big performance optimization for a shared hosting environment. So that kind of covers, gives at least a brief intro to some of the performance improvements we've made in terms of SSL. But now that you've got a much better story in terms of performance and you can scale up to thousands of certificates, what about manageability? So let's talk about that now. We've introduced a new feature in IIS called the Central Certificate Store, centralized certificates down here. So I'm going to go ahead and click in here and explain what this is. So centralized certificates is a way to store all of your certificates on a central location on a file share rather than having them imported on each individual server. The benefit of this is that then when a certificate needs to be renewed or a new certificate needs to be deployed, you just update it in one place and all of your servers pick it up automatically, rather than having to do it on every single server in your farm as you would have had to in the past. So I'm going to just show you the feature settings here. And as you can see, it's just a UNC file share, and you give it a credential to connect to that share so you can secure them. You also can use private key passwords on the certificates. The one thing to be aware of if you do that is that they all need to be the same across all the certificates. It's not a per certificate level configuration. And so you can see that it's truly just a share. I'm just going to kind of show you. It is, in fact, just a UNC share when all your certificate files are located on that share. Another thing we heard from administrators in terms of managing certificates is that it's not always easy to know when your certs are going to expire or be proactive about making sure that you don't end up with expired certificates. So in this user interface, we've added a new feature for grouping, and you can group by expiration date. So if you do that, let's click expiration date here. And you can see that the UI breaks it down into the certificates that are expiring today, next week, this month, next month, et cetera. So you can be proactive about renewing your certificates and avoiding surprises by getting a call that you've got a site that's got a bad certificate. All right, so I want to show you how we actually deploy a new certificate. So what I'm going to show you is actually a site that has an expired certificate. So I'm going to go ahead and browse to that first. mystore.com. This is a secure site, so we're going to start up IE here and browse to the site. And what we'll see once it loads is that the certificate has expired. Okay, so you're seeing an issue here with the certificate. Let's go ahead and continue so we can actually take a look at the error. And sure enough, the certificate has expired or is not yet valid. So that's not good. We've got an expired certificate. But fortunately, with the new centralized certificates features in IIS 8, it's pretty easy to correct that issue. So I'm going to go ahead and close that. And what I'm going to do is I've already got a new certificate acquired, so I'm actually just going to copy that cert, and I'm going to copy it to the share that we looked at. So it's just a simple file copy. I've copied over the certificate now. And when that happens, IIS notices that, oh, there's a new certificate for this site, and it will load it and use it. So now when I start the site again, what we're going to see is that it just renders, and there's no certificate warning because the IIS is using the new certificate for the site. Sure enough, the site renders, there's no certificate error because IIS is now using that new certificate that we just copied over. One thing we hear from our customers is it can take a long time to bring a new server online for a farm that's set up to serve SSL sites if you've got a large number of certificates. It's because of that certificate import time that you have to do on each server as you add it to the farm. With the introduction of the centralized certificate store that we just saw, this is now much easier and faster, and you can add a new server to your farm in just three simple steps. Let's take a look. So let's walk through the steps in order to add this machine to your farm. So as you can see, it's just got a default website, default app pool. It's not currently a member of the farm. So the first step is to enable shared configuration. So let's go ahead and click in there and enable shared configuration. And we'll just point it to the configuration path that's shared for this farm. So this is a file share. Enter my credentials, hit apply, and then there is an encryption key password, which is standard with IIS configuration stuff. And now we're using shared configuration for the server, and it's fully enabled. It says we have to refresh, that's all right. Let's go back to the homepage now. And the second step is to enable centralized certificates. So let's go ahead and enable the feature. And similar to shared configuration, this is just pointing to a file share. And for this demo, I'm not using a certificate private key password, so we'll just go ahead and hit OK here. To enable centralized certificates. And as you'll see, the certificates start rendering here in the background because it's looking at that file share and starting to pull those in. Okay, so that's step two down, enabling centralized certificates. And the final step is in creating a single SSL binding in order to match up all of the sites with SSL bindings. So I've just got a script that will do that called create implicit binding. And it's just a one-line command that you run to say that yes, I am in fact using the centralized certificate store, and all of the sites should use that to get their SSL settings from. So just to confirm that that worked, we'll go ahead and browse to a site. And as you can see, the site just came up because the configuration is there due to shared configuration, the certs are there due to centralized certificate store, and we created the binding to match the two up. And that shows just how easy it is in three simple steps to add a new server to your web farm. Today we've seen the improvements in IIS certificate management deployment and how these make SSL management easier than it's ever been before with IIS. I'd really encourage you to take a look at the eval bits and try these features out for yourself. Thank you.